This is the first time since 2008 that the US housing map has flipped like this. Look at where home prices are actually falling. Florida is down more than 5% year over year. Texas, Arizona, and the West Coast are negative too. Now, compare that to the Northeast and Midwest. Prices are still up. And this isn't random, it's all about inventory. Inventory is up in the South and West, but still in a shortage in the Northeast and Midwest. In particular, in Florida, inventory is now more than 20% above pre-pandemic levels, while in New York, inventory and supply is still down by 40%. During the boom, migration flowed to the South in states like Florida and crushed supply. Now that flow is slowing and in some places even reversing, and rents confirm this reality. What this means is that if you're in a high inventory Sunbelt or West Coast market, patience pays off as a home buyer entering 2026. Home prices are already dropping and they could drop by more next year. Conversely, if you're in a low inventory supply constrained market like the Northeast or Midwest, probably going to be better to buy today because prices could go up further next year. To see our 2026 forecast for your city and zip code, sign up for ReVenture Premium at www.reventure.app.